The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 25. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The lawyer said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The gospel of our Lord. So, what's the title of today's sermon? Usually I start my sermons from the beginning of the lesson, but today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to start at the end. These were the last words that Jesus said. Go and do likewise. Now, Jesus did not say, just sit there and watch. He did not say, it doesn't matter what you do or you don't do. He did not say, let somebody else do it. Jesus said none of that. But what did Jesus say? Go and do likewise. He told the lawyer and he tells us today, go and do likewise. We are the disciples whom Jesus has told to get involved, to be active in helping, to do something, to go and do likewise. But what is it that we're supposed to do? Jesus told the lawyer the parable of the Good Samaritan. A man was beaten, robbed, and left for dead. 2 people, a priest and a Levite, saw the man lying hurt and walked on by the other side of the road. These two were the religious professionals of that day. They were supposed to be kind and nice to people, but they were not. It was the third person, the Samaritan that we call the Good Samaritan, who was the hero of the story. He was from out of town. In fact, he was from out of country, a different country whose people were hated and despised by the Jews. It was that hated person, the Samaritan, who was the kind and helpful one. As Jesus told the lawyer, and as Jesus tells us today, be the Good Samaritan. Go and do likewise. For me, there are 2 main teaching points here. The first is go and do likewise. You got that? About 10 times I've said that phrase already. There are a lot of ways that we can go and do likewise, that we can be helpful, kind, generous, supporting of our neighbor, that we can be the good Samaritan to our neighbor. The second point is, but just who is my neighbor? Who is it that I am supposed to help and love? And that was the lawyer's question to Jesus. Now, I imagine the lawyer that day was thinking Jesus was going to have a pretty narrow definition of who the neighbor was. The lawyer was probably thinking, the neighbor are my family, my friends, the people that live close to me, the people that I enjoy being with most of the time. But no, Jesus goes far beyond that narrow definition of a neighbor. Jesus' list of who is my neighbor include people that do not look like us or think like us. Includes people that I might or you might not appreciate or even like. Includes people that we may not even know or who we consider as our enemy. Most every Sunday in our confession, we use the words, we have not loved you with our whole heart. That's the first part of that great commandment, you shall love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And then we go on, we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. The second part of the great commandment. God tells us to love our neighbor, and Jesus tells us that our neighbors include everyone, especially those in need. Now, if I'm really honest with myself and with you, there are some people that I don't want to be nice to, right? There are some people on that list that I just as soon turn my back on or say a nasty word under my breath, or, you know, we all have people like that. I just can't do it. I don't want to be neighborly to those people. I don't even know if I can do it. Our prayer of the day ended with the petition, and turn us to love our neighbors. All right, that part's okay. But here's how we love the ones we don't want to love. Turn us to love our neighbors with the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The key to loving the neighbor that we cannot stand is to let the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the love of Jesus work in us to change us so that we can love that unfriendly neighbor, to love all of them. Now, I was thinking about a current example of loving a neighbor today. In our world, especially in this country, there seem to be a lot of examples of not loving our neighbors with things like national politics, with Democrats or Republicans fighting, with people's views on the U.S. flag, border security, immigration, and situations here and around the world. We live in a divided world, a world where hate seems to be more common than love. A world of not helping neighbors, but turning our backs on them. I love soccer. And when I was able to, I followed the women's soccer team, the U.S. women's team, as they played in the World Cup. And we probably all know that they won the World Cup last week with the 2-0 win over the Netherlands. On Wednesday, there was a ticker tape parade in New York City to welcome the team back home. Megan Rapinoe, right? Rapinoe, oh man. I practiced that for like 5 hours yesterday and I still messed it up. Rapinoe? All right. I'm just gonna say her first name maybe from now on. She is one of the team's captains and a very much a key player. She spoke at the end of the parade, and this is a portion of what Rapinoe said. "This is my charge to everyone. We have to be better. We have to love more and hate less. Listen more and talk less. It is our responsibility to make this world a better place." End quote. She was talking about loving everyone, not picking and choosing who to love and to hate less and to love more. She was talking about being a good Samaritan in a difficult world today. Now, she's very important to the team, but she could not have won the World Cup by herself. It took a team effort to win every game. And in fact, she did not play in the semifinals against the win against England. And whether it was politics involved there or an injury, she did not play. But the other teammates came together and played a wonderful, marvelous game and won. It was a team effort. Teamwork is important in loving neighbors. One person can love and support a neighbor, and this is very important and good. But when a bunch of people start loving and neighbors in need, so much more can happen. Teamwork is important, perhaps even necessary if we are going to love and help all of our neighbors. Sometimes the members of a team are similar, and sometimes teammates are very different. Megan Rapinoe went on to talk about her teammate. She said, and this is her English now, so don't get too angry at me. Megan said, "We got pink hair and purple hair. We got tattoos and dreadlocks. We got white girls and black girls and everything in between. We got straight girls and gay girls." End quote. These girls have a lot of differences, but they were united as one, as a team, in their pursuit of the World Cup championship. Guess what? We are God's team here at Salem. There are many differences on this team, but God's Spirit unites us to work together, to look for neighbors, to help and support all neighbors, and to love, not hate, all neighbors. Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." Amen.